Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic Bee Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicbee.com. If you have any questions for our guests, there are many ways you can contact the show. You can post a question on our wall on Facebook, Skype us, send us a tweet on Twitter to @TheOrganicView, or you can contact me directly at June Stoyer. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. On today's show, I have the pleasure of welcoming back the true authority on aspartame as well as many other artificial sweeteners, the Honorable Mary Nash Stoddard. Today we're going to be talking about what parents need to know about kids and aspartame. So I'd like to welcome to the show Mary Nash Stoddard. Good afternoon, Mary, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, June. It's great to be with you again. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Mary, before we begin, can you just share a little bit about your work and about what you do with our audience?
Okay. I can hardly believe it's been 3 decades since we started this. In 1987, I discovered I had a reaction to aspartame in Weight Watchers products, and it was unfortunately following the brain tumor death of my 42-year-old husband at the time. And so I considered it grieving process and not really illness, but this showed up in my blood work, and I was getting sicker and sicker and really seriously ill. And so my doctor wrote the NutraSweet company when I said it might be the new diet drinks that I had started using. And they said, no, it can't be that. So bottom line is they offered me a full-paid vacation anywhere I wanted to go in the world for 2 weeks if I would be tested at the end of that period. And so my doctor started to throw the letter away, and I said, no, I don't want to do that, but let me keep that as a record because they are taking this more seriously than they let on. So that was my first clue. And from that point on, I found out there were Senate hearings. I was asked to testify at those hearings, and we lobbied Congress, we lobbied many other government agencies, and 3 decades later, here we are, June, talking about it.
Now, what's interesting is that right now it's the time of the year when parents are getting their kids ready, they're shopping, and there are so many different products out there on the market. Now, one of the biggest issues that is occurring within the schools happens to be the subject of what the schools will permit the children to have. So can you share with our audience a little bit about what the concerns that you and your team have when it comes to what's going on with the school systems here in America?
That's a very good question because we are extremely concerned. When they started to talk about sugar being, well, they were demonizing sugar, actually, and saying we don't want any sugar in the schools. And so in its place, we are going to do the diet drinks instead of the, they call it sugary sodas, the regular sodas. They have high fructose corn syrup in them, genetically modified. And so in lieu of those, they want to put in diet drinks in all the beverage machines. They want to put aspartame in the flavored milk, the chocolate and strawberry flavored milks that children drink with their lunches, and many other sugar-free things like Jell-O, yogurt, puddings, those kinds of things, because after all, aspartame is supposedly the healthy sweetener, and we say, no, no, it may be very popular. But that's marketing, and that's not science. It was public policy. So we are trying to educate parents and make parents aware that the FDA is not protecting you and your children in the first place, and they're putting things in more and more things for children because they're taking sugar out of children's diets and the schoolroom. So we are very concerned about that.
I know in my home, soda is basically non-existent. Kids are accustomed to having water, juice at the most, but absolutely no soda. I don't care if it's sugary or non-sugary, doesn't matter.
Right.
Soda, just there's nothing good about it, period. And when it comes to beverages that the kids take to school, what I've also observed is many of the juice pouches and other beverages that aren't even made with real ingredients, they're basically artificially sweetened and contain all sorts of stuff. These are becoming very popular, especially if the kids are involved with extracurricular activities. So what advice do you have for parents that are trying to purchase different types of beverage, the packaged beverage products for their kids?
Well, kids drink what they're given. If they're thirsty enough, they drink water if there's nothing else around. We believe that water is the best form of hydration. That's over sports drinks, over drinks to replace electrolytes, supposedly. Water is the absolute best drink. So given levels of importance, I suppose, you might go to fruit juice, although I've decided that in my life I'm going to go have a piece of fruit instead of a glass of orange juice. And kids would be better off doing that too. We don't need highly concentrated sweetness in fruit juices either. But that's still healthier than the artificially sweetened products. And there's even flavored water out there.
Yes, there are a lot of products out there to flavor the water.
Yeah.
And it's disturbing because they're trying to convince consumers that these additives are going to make your water taste better. If your water tastes that badly, don't drink it.
Yeah. It's just common sense. They need water for hydration. Your body needs water for hydration. And they've gotten used to all these sweet drinks and a heightened taste of sweetness in their diet, not just drinks, but everything, their cereal, their food, their whatever they eat has some sugar in it. And I'm not here as a big proponent of adding more sugar to anything either. But I am saying get the high fructose corn syrup out, get the aspartame out, don't use artificial sweeteners. There's nothing wrong with a little honey, some maple syrup, maybe agave, some other kinds of ways to sweeten your life and your diet. I would say put fruit on cereal and maybe a little honey. You can put honey in drinks, too. Honey is really good in iced tea. It's not as homogeneous as the sweetener, but it's still good. So be creative. Be natural in your thinking when it comes to food and drinks for your kids.
Aside from the drinks, what about the snacks? The kids have snacks, doesn't matter what the sport is, but even during school hours, they have snack time. What types of snacks do you recommend, especially since there are so many sensitivities these days with allergies to nuts and so on and so forth?
I think usually you can go to maybe the health food store or your grocer that sells organic foods and find food there that will be good snacks for the kids. But also, kids enjoy the taste of real food without all the additives and preservatives and everything, if that's what they're given. Some organic peanut butter with no sugar added, that sort of thing. If you're allergic to peanuts, of course, that's not an option. But real fruit, real vegetables, yogurt can be sweetened with honey or fruit, but not artificially sweetened. So you have to be creative and you have to really care enough to do the work yourself and prepare things and think ahead. What am I going to give the kids for snacks today? instead of just letting them rush and grab something from the kitchen. You need to think and be in control of that until they learn. I mean, there are kids out there who'd rather have a piece of broccoli or a salad or something than a sweet treat, but that's rare.
There are a lot of kids that are opting actually for chopped up vegetables with hummus. They're making hummus in a smaller sizes so that they are kid-friendly.
Exactly.
So that it's not wasteful. Yeah, and it's easy. You don't necessarily need to store it in the fridge.
Right.
So it's nice to see more of those types of options available.
That's right. And one of the people, June, besides you, would be Jamie Oliver. He has wonderful ideas for parents to give kids good healthy snacks and a good diet. So it's good if you can get kids involved, like Alice Waters does out in San Francisco, in growing a community garden and that sort of thing. And I believe the First Lady does that at the White House. And so if kids grow their own food, they're going to be a lot more interested and excited about eating it and experimenting and trying new things than a parent might think. One of the people involved in our organization for a really long time until, unfortunately, he died. But he was a famous pediatrician, Dr. Lyndon Smith, and he was called the baby doctor on TV. And he was very much in support of what we do, and he wrote the foreword to our book. So we also have a list, June, of children's vitamins and medications in our book, Deadly Deception, Story of Aspartame, that have aspartame in them, prescription and over-the-counter meds. I think we discussed that on another show.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Now, this is a different type of question, but it's something that many parents may at one point have to address. What can parents do to make sure that if another parent might be in charge of snacks or, say, if there's a field trip, what have you, that their child is not given any type of snacks or beverages that contain aspartame or any other type of artificial sweetener? Because I know that that's come up with other types of foods, like fast food, what have you. But what do you recommend that the parent do when it comes to this type of situation?
Well, I think you should be known as the parent who is wanting everybody to be aspartame aware. But barring that, just say there's an allergy, like kids allergic to peanuts. Say your kid might get really, really sick if they get anything with aspartame in it. So you want to go on record as having that with all the parents who might be responsible for bringing snacks. You want it with your pharmacy. You want it with your doctor and your medical records that you want no aspartame given to your child in any form. And labels have to be read very carefully in order to do that. But let everybody know about it. Most people don't talk about it. They just say now don't eat or drink diet drinks to their kids. But they need to show them on the label what aspartame looks like, the word aspartame. They need to show them how to spell it, what to look for, and say you don't ever want anything that has that word on it or a warning to phenylketonurics, like Ted Kennedy, who was responsible for the Senate hearings in 1987 that I attended, had a sister who was mentally retarded. And one of the things that is on the labels now is a warning for PKU children, for parents and children, so that if you are phenylketonuric, you cannot have aspartame. That will cause mental retardation if you get it by accident or otherwise. So you have to be very vocal and outspoken and have everybody in the school or in your classroom at least know that that's the way you feel and you want a healthy, natural, organic, if possible, diet of real food for your child. And that's the kind of snacks and things that they are supposed to eat when they're away from home.
Thank you. What advice do you have for parents as far as teaching their kids to recognize some of the things that are not clearly labeled, that are in things like chewing gum or candy, what have you, that kids often will offer to each other or trade? That is a very big problem, especially when it comes to some of these other products where it may not have aspartame in it, but it may have another artificially sweetened product in it that is something to be concerned about.
Yes. There's no way you can protect your child from all of the assaults that are out there in the world and all of the stumbling blocks in their way, because they are going to get chewing gum or gummy bears. I don't know. I think there's a Flintstone vitamin or something that has aspartame in it. It's like chewable gummy bear type vitamin. And so you just have to tell them what to look for on the label. By law, it has to be on the label. But also, I had a friend who sat her children down in the aisle of the grocery store and made them read the labels off the cereal boxes out loud. And she said, if you can't pronounce all the words and the ingredient label on whatever it is you want me to buy you, then I'm not buying it. So that simplified things for the kids, and they just, it was understood that that was a rule at their house. If you couldn't pronounce it, you didn't eat it. And that's a pretty good rule. I think we should maybe get back to that.
Yeah, I agree. That's an excellent suggestion. For some of the parents that don't quite understand why aspartame is so dangerous, could you just take a moment and explain why it's even more of a problem with children than with the adults?
Because of their developing neurological systems. And starting with fetuses, you know, if a pregnant woman uses it, eats it, or drinks it, it quadruples on the side of the placenta and causes mental retardation. And if the fetus is PKU, it's even worse. So you have to start from birth. Do you know the children of mothers who first used aspartame while they were pregnant are now approaching 30 years of age? Aspartame came on the market in 1982. So it's a very important issue. All the people that I know who I am and what I feel about diet and nutrition and food safety. And you have to be that kind of mother. One person can change the world, and you be the person in your school who takes the fact sheet up to the principal or to the cafeteria ladies and says, here, I'd like to share this with you. And people will start to come to you as a mother and say, well, what about this or what about that? So we want that to happen. We want people, we want you to be the go-to mom in your homeroom. And if, for example, in your homeroom you're responsible for bringing the snacks, you say, we don't want sugary, very sugary treats served, and we also don't want anything artificially sweetened. And as long as we're the homeroom mother, that's the way it's going to be. So if once you get it out there and start talking about it, and the media is talking about it a little more than they used to, you've got famous doctors like Dr. Oz and my friend, the late pediatrician, Dr. Linda Smith, who talked about it a lot. And so get it out there. Let people know how you feel and give them the information if they want to hear about it. But it's so important for children. Children are having seizures on it. One mother came to us in our hotline and she said, my child has been diagnosed with epilepsy. And I said, oh, that's unfortunate. She said, yeah, I think he got it from his vitamins that had aspartame in them. And she said, whenever he gets aspartame by accident, he has another seizure. So I took him to the doctor, and the doctor said, Well, you don't need to take him off of aspartame. That's not his problem. His problem is he needs more vitamin T in his life. And she said, what is vitamin T? And he said, Tegretol. We need to up his dosage. That's the problem. He was having breakthrough seizures, even on medication. So if you know anybody with children with seizure disorders or having breakthrough seizures, even on seizure medications, and children with diabetes are not being helped by using artificial sweeteners of any kind because it tricks the body. And what they need is, and their bodies crave, is natural, good, healthy food.
Mary, thank you so much. It has been wonderful talking to you, and I appreciate so much of the advice that you've given to me and to all the parents and other concerned people out there. Can you just share your website with our audience, please?
Yes. They can Google Mary Nash Stoddard, and millions of websites come up, but Stoddard POV is our website. There's also one called aspartamesafety.com. We keep Stoddard's POV updated more regularly because I'm the one who takes care of that. And we attempt to get the word out there, and it's working. So we want others to join us and share. Also, you can email me, marystodd@airmail.net, and I'm also Mary Stodd on Twitter. So we're out there, and people find me somehow with the phone and email addresses. So that's what we want. We want to be out there with the message.
Thank you, Mary. And folks, thank you for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.